Chapter 2. There's a friendship lesson in everything. The throne room table was covered with pages of notes and diagrams, with half-nibbled carrot sticks and cupcake wrappers littered amongst them. The old spellbook lay open in the center of the mess, though it was practically present only for show at this point. The two ponies had read it so many times since last night that Starlight could recite it verbatim. But Twilight was still hyper-focused. The alicorn leaned in close to her scroll, scribbling furiously and biting her lip as she cross-checked it with the book. Starlight sat across from her, idly twirling a quill from hoof to hoof and staring at the wall. The words of the spell kept repeating in her head. It was starting to drive her mad. "Aha!" Twilight exclaimed, causing Starlight to jump. "If we add a phrase to the second verse of Mooncurve's minutia spell by literally stretching it, we can achieve our desired effect. Minutes will feel longer, but the actual time will be unaffected. I don't know why it didn't occur to me before." Twilight shook her head in amazement without tearing her eyes off the page. "And if we get it right in the next 3 days, we'll be able to use it on one of the most fun nights of the year, Ponyville Game Night! What do you say, Starlight? Want to give it a try right now?" "Not really," Starlight admitted with a nervous laugh. "The minutes have felt pretty long as it is, you know." "What?" Twilight looked up, and the study haze lifted. "After all our work, you don't even want to give it a try?" Twilight chuckled. "That's just silly." "Totally joking," Starlight looked down, feeling sheepish. Twilight could tell that she was holding back her opinion. The last thing Twilight wanted was for her student to feel like she couldn't speak her mind. When Twilight had something more to say, Princess Celestia always knew. Twilight bit her lip hesitantly. "Is everything okay?" "Well," Starlight met her eyes, "can I be honest?"
"Of course,"
Twilight exclaimed. "Honesty and communication are cornerstones of friendship. Just ask Applejack or Pinky." She named the actual cornerstones of this castle honesty and communication, but she also named one of them Sea Otter, so maybe I shouldn't mention it. "I just need some alone time," Starlight blurted out. Her cheeks flushed red with embarrassment as Twilight's face fell. She hadn't meant it to sound so rude.
"Just to take a nap," Starlight assured.
She pointed her hoof at the piles of work on the table. "All this studying has made me really tired. I don't know where you get your energy, Twilight."
"Of course it has," Twilight nodded, her frizzy mane swaying gently. "I'm sorry." She looked like she could use some sleep, too.
Twilight sighed. "Sometimes I get so excited about studying that I forget to pace myself." "Go take all the rest time you need," Twilight laughed.
"Besides, it will be here when you get back."
"Not unless you solve it first," Twilight encouraged with a wink.
Twilight mumbled back, already buried in her book again. Starlight had barely stood up from the table before Twilight was once more mouthing the words to the spell she was trying to alter. Starlight had spent a mere 20 minutes in her room before she'd grown restless. Flopping onto the cozy 4-poster bed and burrowing into the covers wasn't enough to center her. The truth was that she wasn't actually tired. All the hours that Starlight Glimmer had spent with Twilight, staring at spells in books, trying to decipher meanings, had given her a sense of deep fatigue and mental fogginess. She was used to working by herself, and all of the studying would have wiped her out as it was, but the collaboration was extra draining. After staring at the pattern of ceiling tiles for far too long, Starlight decided that perhaps a trot was all she needed to get her brain working again. The pony hoisted herself up, touched her hooves to the ground, and set off for another jaunt around the castle.
Starlight hummed a tune as she took a familiar route, turning left instead of right, traveling away from the wing where she had been the day prior. Suddenly, Starlight came to a halt as she noticed the same brown door from before, the one that led to Twilight's room of books for the university. "That's odd," she said aloud. "I could have sworn this room was in the opposite wing." There were no others like it in the castle. She was positive. Starlight shook her head as if to clear the confusion. Her mental map of the space must have gotten all mixed up since she'd been working so hard. "Might as well go look through the books," Starlight thought. "There might be something to help us finish this spell." Twilight must have left a light on inside. There was a faint glow around the edges of the doorframe. As Starlight treaded closer, the light seemed to brighten. That wasn't normal. Starlight paused. She was about to open the door with her unicorn magic when a voice startled her.
"Hey, Starlight!"
"Spike!" Starlight laughed. "It's just you! Good!" She was embarrassed that she'd been so caught off guard that her heart had started beating faster, even though there was no way for the young dragon to know it. Spike shrugged, popped a piece of emerald into his mouth, and crunched.
"Who else would it be?"
he said in between the loud bites. "Twilight?" Starlight looked around quickly and leaned in to whisper. She's seriously so focused on the idea of us solving Mooncurve's time spell that we've been working nonstop together. If she knows I'm not actually in my room, she'll probably want my help again. But I think I'm more helpful on my own for a little bit. Starlight cocked her head. Her lavender and aqua mane fell to the side. "So don't tell her where I am, okay?"
"No problem, Star!"
Spike popped another gem into his mouth. He laughed and shook his head.
"But if you want to be alone, you should probably just try and solve the spell yourself. That way it will be done!"
Then Spike turned on his scaly foot and left in the direction he'd come with a wave.
"Just a suggestion, though!" he called out.
Even though Starlight knew Spike was joking, she couldn't help but think he might be onto something. But where to go? Not her room or the library, that was for sure. If she wanted to complete the spell quickly, Starlight Glimmer needed to be somewhere in the castle where there would be no chance of Twilight finding her. The faint glowing from the book storage room caught her eye once more. "A great place for a little time and space," Starlight mumbled aloud to herself. She reached out her hoof to shove the heavy brown door open, but it wouldn't budge. It had opened so easily the day before. Starlight frowned. Had Twilight locked it? Either way, Starlight now wanted to get inside the room even more desperately. She conjured up the turquoise magic aura from her horn and used it to thrust the door open. A blast of rainbow light whooshed past her, blowing her mane back with the wind. Finally, when Starlight blinked the blindness away, the room before her was nothing like it had been before. Every single book was gone, and in its place was something far better. Starlight smiled as her head began to flood with a million ideas, scheming. "This will be my little secret," she giggled deviously as the door clicked shut. The turquoise energy shot from her horn, formed into a heavy lock, and secured itself to the door handle. Little did she know, outside, the door sealed into itself as well, blending into the wall without a single seam to give it away. Starlight Glimmer had found her space, and now she was going to whip up some time on her own.